God's grace. And his mercy. We thank God. To the end is simply one more time. I preach you to have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the end. God bless us. And I wanted to know if it was a special day.
Reading from the King James rendering, we're going to read in unison.
while the church is here, attentive and listening, the word declares that you have an ear. Oh, hear what the Lord, what the God of the universe is saying to this church. Now, God, use now this preacher. Help me deliver this message in its entirety, the proud potency that your word wants. Father, we want to thank you again for showing up. We pray what happens here today would last longer than what happens here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Somebody say, in a good way.
In a good way.
Strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
goes on a little bit further in chapter 7, and he says in verse 18, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Can I talk about myself? So 19 says, "For the good that I would, I do not." Am I the only one in here? And the bad things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say
that. Amen.
So I'm gonna testify that my heart is still struggling a little bit.
Amen.
With sin in his life. Y'all yeah, wish I had some real food. In chapter 8, he says in verse 18, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." You move on up a little further, that same chapter, around verse 28, he says, "And we know that all things are still have the same nature."
Amen.
"But we know that
all things
work together for the good who love the Lord and are the call of this world."
Come on now.
11 chapters he has been trying to point out to us how good God has been giving us a salvation that we don't deserve. Lord have mercy. Now verses 12 through 16 is and should be our response to what he's done. So in verse number 1 in verse 12 says, "I beseech you therefore," wait back there. Whenever you see a therefore in the Bible, you need to see why it's therefore.
Amen.
Therefore what? He's saying, since, somebody say since.
Since
God has blessed us through Christ with this certain grace. Does anybody want to know what Jesus has done? Can I stop right here? I'm going to preach just a little while what Jesus has done. Therefore, in other words, since he gave up heaven, fastened himself a body, and since he gave up the glory, the Bible says, and emptied himself. So I say, therefore. Since the Lord came down from heaven to dwell amongst men and to suffer rudeness, to suffer ugly folk, to suffer being beaten and spit upon all of the heaven church. Since the Lord in your marriage. That means you can't speak of her like she's your handmaid or slave. You're going to be holy, you got to be holy at home. Not just at church. Don't raise your voice to your wife.
Thank you.
I want you to dispense with that. But isn't it wrong after you give a present to somebody to come back and ask for it back? Well, that's what we do every day.
All right, Pastor. Preach, Pastor.
When you signed up and gave your life to Christ, whether you know it or not, you were saying, Lord, I present my body. In other words, Lord, I'm giving you me. But if it comes to a separate program, I got to have part of me back. I'm looking at your face. If you get it up to a certain point, well, up to a certain point, you want to take back. But some of us are still holding on to what used to be. Let me explain it like this. In the Old Testament, we understand the sacrificial system. Amen?
Amen.
When the people sinned, they had to do what? They had to give a sacrifice. Isn't that right? A sacrifice was normally a unspotted animal with no blemish. And they were killed. I can't go into detail, but I can already explain to you how the sacrificial system came into being. But we know in the Old Testament that the sacrifice was laid upon the altar and slaughtered. Because something had to die for sin, right? But in the New Testament, it's different. We don't pray a lamb. We pray ourselves. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We pray ourselves, lay ourselves on this altar metaphorically and say, here I am, Lord. Amen. And isn't it good? The good news is that we don't have to die. Yeah. Because after we give ourselves on the altar, we get up. Somebody say, a living sacrifice. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. See, that's why you ain't no good to God in heaven. Once you die, you ain't no good to him. But while we have breath in our bodies, while we have blood still running warm in our veins, we're some good to him. Somebody say, we're a sacrifice.
We're a sacrifice.
We're the sacrifice. Now, but we are living sacrifices. Just stop on that word sacrifice for a minute. That's why I said it's going to be easy. I'm going to try to go to a different level. That we say we gave our life to Christ. That's a lie. We still believe that this body is mine. How do I know? Because we treat it in a kind of way especially we got to worship him.
Yeah.
We want to worship him, take care of this one body. That he gave us. He gave us this one body. Now we just gave it back to him. We have said, use me, Lord.
Yeah.
Let me correct something. The word says, the life I set in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. We have got that all twisted. We think that means if I do what I'm supposed to do halfway right, that he's going to give me what I desire. No. When you delight yourself in the Lord, he is going to give you a brand new won't you. He's going to take my old desire and get rid of it. Because it's selfish. And he's going to give me a brand new desire. Now, Lord have mercy. On Saturday night, I got to get home because my desire is to be on church at church. You want to be a stickler about having things done on time because you want to worship him. You got 11 o'clock service, that means you got 11 o'clock service. Whether the pastor is here, whether the deacon is here, whether the pianist is here, you got to be here on time.
That's right.
I heard that in my spirit, but you ain't on time. God.
That's right.
That's what I said. When I'm ready to You just live to make your body feel it. And you feel good, you're going to do it. That's why people drink. Because they feel a certain way. That's why people smoke. That's why people have sex out of marriage, out of wedlock. Because they like the feeling that that's a soulish Christian. You ain't giving up. You're still holding on to that one thing that you ain't going to give up. I'm talking to somebody now. God wants all or nothing at all. Somebody say 99 and a half. Sex ain't gonna do. No, if you ain't give your all,
amen.
We're speaking about the God of the universe.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to try to take it up to another level.
Amen.
If you're willing to try to take it up to another level, raise your hand. If you want to try to take it up to another level,
oh, yeah.
Take it up to another level. Take it up to another level. Saying that you are living your life to please Him. Living your life to please Him means I know that bread is good. I know that sweets are good.
Amen.
I know that you're young, and I understand what everybody else is doing. But you ain't everybody else.
That's right.
You are chosen of the master. You have been called out. He said, I'm holy. He said, you got to be holy. Because I'm holy. You got to be holy. Personal holiness will matriculate into suffering and hate. He says, I beseech you. Therefore, brethren, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. The good news is after we give God us our bodies, we don't have to die. Now, listen to this. We don't have to die. There's something on the inside of us. Has got to die. Is anybody going to be crucified with it? What that means is that thing that is not Christ-like that's inside of me has got to die. I got to nail it to the cross. I just want to leave this. I'm just talking to a few real folks. I ain't talking to y'all perfectly. Can I testify right here? I wish there were some things that I didn't have to see.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right, and all of a sudden, you know, because we have to live holy in our minds.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to verse 2. Be you not conformed to this world. This world is trying to shake you and squeeze you into a mold that is not like God. And if you are afraid of being different, you'll find yourself looking like them, talking like them, acting like them, laughing at the same jokes they laugh at. We've been called to a holy call. This is serious, y'all. Christ gave His life in our place. Paul is saying that is reasonable that we give our life. That we present our bodies, not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. What does that mean? All this doctrine is good, but it means nothing unless you do it. You can't know it unless you know it.
That's right.
You can't know it unless you search for it.
Yeah.
How can they be without it? And how can they preach unless they say? All blessings and peace to those who proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Somebody said, holy.
Holy.
Somebody said,